following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Plumbers, waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need?
Yeah.
Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered.
Yeah.
And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all Renai products. Check out Ferguson.com/Pro Plus.
The Subway Tuscan Chicken Melt is now trending. Let's see what people are saying. Hashtag low fat. Hashtag living the dream. Hashtag cheese please. Hashtag nom nom nom. We couldn't agree more. The Tuscan Chicken Melt made with tangy balsamic vinaigrette and melty cheese. Enjoy it for a limited time as a $6 foot long special. Hashtag get your own. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Low fat refers to 6-inch subs prepared to recipe. Full nutritional information at Subway.com.
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska? You
can you feel it? This is a dream come true for me. Yeah, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, set, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Fryer on an inside handoff. He floats. The 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Hundley gets the snap. Huskers in the blitz. Hundley steps up, gets in, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and 6. Martinez running. First down, Taylor Martinez. Hell, here he goes. Martinez. Can he outrun him? Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw. Looking. Throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it. And it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Sean. Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Clark. Cuts back left side. 30, 32, 33, 35. Broke it. Out across the 40, 45. He may go. 50, 45, 40. First place in scrimmage. 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown! 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 Holy cow! Unbelievable! The first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Tater sets. Throws over the middle pass. Caught! Ben Cotton! Touchdown! And Nebraska has taken the lead!
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. Big, oh, they don't have them yet! Look at Tommy Frazier! How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown!
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break contain. Martinez up the sideline. Still running. Look out! Taylor Martinez! What a run! He's got a lane! Martinez! Wow! Taylor Martinez! Touchdown! Huskers! What an athlete! 76 yards! Step back. McGloin looking. Pass time. Set. Throws. Pass. Intercepted! Stafford at the 20! 15! 10! Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin. Throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end. He makes a catch. Leads. Fumbles the ball in the end zone. Huskers recover. Huskers recover in the end zone. It's a touchback.
Nebraska is thin up front. George is going a little tempo on him. He's trying to set a screen. It's picked off.
Formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Play clock's getting close. Let's see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after it. Fired to the end zone. Touchdown Nebraska. It's Jamal Turner.
In the 20. I formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Amani crossed it a 5, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it from the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciante Evans with a sack for the Big Red. O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it! He stopped. He's short of the first down.
36. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Well, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Jack Hoffman to the end zone. Husker.
Super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you, we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Football Friday here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on a Friday. And seriously, I don't care about what's happening in Nebraska football. The headline that came out yesterday, the overnight, maybe you saw it in this morning's paper, maybe you saw it online, maybe you saw it on any media, maybe you heard it here on the radio. But when you just look at the headline, and the one I've pulled up is from the Lincoln Journal Star, Jack Hoffman's cancer in remission. Who cares what the point spread is tomorrow? Quit being psychotic fans. That is what, I mean, look what the Nebraska football program has done for pediatric brain cancer, for not necessarily Jack Hoffman, because he is one individual and there is one family, but there are so many of those stories out there, and it doesn't have to be Nebraska. It can be Hastings College. It can be UNK. It can be Iowa, Kansas, Wisconsin, Whitewater, Arkansas, Pine Bluff. This happens all the time, and nobody talks about it as much as it should be talked about. It's all about winning by 12 points and, you know, and doing it the way the fans want them to do it. I mean, Nebraska, you can win by 17, but God, you're throwing off your back foot. What the hell are you doing? I'm just saying that is what it's about, people. Come on.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that did help every program in the nation when you do anything to promote good sportsmanship or good things around the community and whatever you can do. So you're exactly right, Doug, that Nebraska won probably, I mean, actually, the most notoriety they've gotten was not winning, you know, their share of the Big 10 or the Big 12 or whatever they do. The yeah. most notoriety they've had probably in the last, at least in the last 2 or 3 years, was
up to the tape.
Yeah.
Up to the tape.
Yeah, well, and then you know, the ESPY awards and ESPN mm-hmm. and some things like that, and you know, just what they did. And you know what's amazing is you know, and I said this before, there's been high school schools that have done this too before. They've done things where they brought a kid out and let him be part of their practice mm-hmm. or let him take a swing at a baseball game. You know what I mean? They let him bat. This is the first team that ever has done that. But this is the first team that got to do it at a time where a lot of people got to see it, you know, that were in the stadium, and it was televised and things like that. So, yeah, what a great story it really is.
Now, going on more from the story, now, as his dad and his family said, quote, "We're excited about yesterday's news, but we're not going to let our highs get too high. Jack's tumor has not grown in the 3 months since his last chemotherapy treatment, but only about a third of pediatric brain cancer patients in remission won't relapse." So they're praying that Jack is among those fortunate one-third that won't relapse and he can go on. Doctors will continue to monitor his inoperable tumor, but for now they don't plan to continue chemotherapy. Jack will be the grand marshal of the homecoming parade today in Lincoln. And the family will continue to raise money through the Team Jack Foundation. As his father, Andy, said, quote, "Our work is not done." So that's just it's a great story. And hopefully, at least in this case, and I know there's a lot more cases out there that don't get this publicity, but hopefully this has a happy ending.
Yes, it does. And a good way to start the show, by the way.
Well,
no,
there's so many things going on out there. This will be the crazy. We had a crazy Friday of football last week on the high school scene with all the weather. There was even weather last night that delayed the Norfolk Southeast game, and they have to replay that on Saturday. It never works when you have to reschedule all this stuff. But it's late in the third quarter, and Norfolk's up 20-9. And then I looked today watching our friends, and I say this, and please don't take offense, because I love our friends at KHAS. I love our friends at NTV, and I watch them both. So I'm watching this morning, and my man Tim Wright says it's going to be 88 in Fall City today, and it's going to be 41 in Chadron.
You're
huh? What?
Yeah, isn't that something?
9 inches of snow they're predicting. I got family that's out in Casper. They say the entire city is shut down. You know what the massive blizzards are like here when there's no schools, they don't open any offices, power's out. It's bad. And it, you look outside today, and even the off weather we've had, it's still, I know it's October. It doesn't seem like October. And I know we've had storms before, but I don't want them.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I don't want them. I don't want it to be 42 degrees. The temperature is supposed to drop 20 degrees during the football games tonight with wind out of the south at about 20 to 25 miles an hour. So this will be the first big, I mean, you had to bundle up for rain, but this is going to be the bundle up for cold tonight. And hopefully it doesn't affect the way the ball bounces. But I think, Jimmy, you're the high school coach. Maybe you can shed some light on this. I know you can go through drills, the wet ball drill and all that stuff. But that first game where the weather makes that drastic change, I always think it affects. The coaches say it doesn't. High school players, they don't know. But they say, nah. Does it?
Oh, I think the weather is the biggest equalizer in high school sports, and especially in football. And what I'm trying to say is that if you have two teams that are outmatched, and they play, and all of a sudden it turns into 8 inches of mud out on that field, now the defense gets a tremendous advantage. You can't cut. You can't. That kid that was running, he got fifth in the state in the 100 meters. He's not as dangerous because that other guy that can just kind of run over there, and he can't get going. You know, and then, hey, you got a lot of third down and eights, and you got to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hey, it gets down to who kind of punts it and maybe who doesn't try to field a punt. Because a lot of times you're going, get underneath that, catch it. You know, catch that. I'm not going to catch that. I can't even catch it when it's dry. So it's a great equalizer. And then the wind, what a great factor. And, you know, if people don't believe this, go to a high school football game, watch it, and you'll have a game, and it might be 28-0. Or it might be 28-14. And all six touchdowns were scored in the same end zone.
Yeah.
You know, There was when Sargent was really good a couple years ago in 8-man football. It didn't matter which way the wind was blowing for them. But I knew, you know, we had a chance, maybe a small chance to play them in the playoffs. And I knew the only chance we had was the worst possible field we could get on. It had to be completely mid. And, you know, and we weren't bad. We had some talent.
Oh, yeah.
But we needed, you know, there was everybody else we could maybe line up with a little bit and play with, but not those guys. That field needed to be horrendous.
Not the state champs. Yeah. 888-455-ESPN. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Robin Walshett of Husker Online will join us in the next segment. Talk a little football. Also give us a little insight of what he's seeing. Basketball starting to roll around here. And we'll get his thoughts on the new Pinnacle Bank Arena, which will be filled by thousands of fans tonight going to the Eagles concert. Also, you can contact the Doug and Daddy Show via the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook is at ESPN Superstation. You can tweet us anytime at ESPN 1460 1550. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Major League Baseball playoffs, four. All of them play today. We'll have a doubleheader starting with the Pirates. And their first game was not so good against the Cardinals. So that follows the Doug and Daddy Show. Then the Rays in Boston. Then we get into high school football tonight. Let's get to this email. I know you want to talk a little baseball. And before I get to the email, though, do you have your picks for this week? Red Hot, Jimmy Langan, college football selections. Are they ready?
Yeah, I've got them ready to go, Doug. It's a little different format than it was because...
Oh, no. You know, don't change it up. Well, you're hot, man.
Well, I've got that format, the one you want me to pick. I've got that format. But, hey, before I select... I'm just guessing like everybody
else. Are you getting calls?
Is.
It's like winning the lottery. Oh, people are on your doorstep. They're camping out. There's TV crews across the way waiting for you to step out of your house.
No, but I've had a couple people say something to me. You know what I mean? I mean, which is kind of, hey, I'll tell you what. You know what I mean?
And I'm a little short on my college kids' tuition this year.
No, it hasn't been like that.
What should I take, Jimmy?
Yeah, I tell them. I said I'd book my own bet. So, yeah.
Let's go to John and Carney. I don't know how to make a vomiting sound after the royal screw job Iowa State got on the replay. Once again, Texas wins on a bogus phantom call that should have been overturned. Big 12 officials should never be allowed to ref again. This is the reason we need officials that have to be held accountable. Rock on, Iowa State. You actually won the game. I think that comes from an official, too.
Does it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, you know what's kind of interesting about this is... In volleyball, the most critical calls sometimes are whether the ball's in or out on an extremely close play.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who calls it? A line judge. That's just somebody that they – somebody. It's not the two
somebody
people.
Somebody at the school, somebody,
not somebody
in the community.
Yeah, not
no
somebody
pro.
That's reffing the game. Well, in college football, what's turned around is the biggest seven or eight most important calls, they aren't made by the guys on the field. The most important calls made by a guy upstairs looking at a replay, because those calls, they really are 50-50, 60-40 calls that you really don't know about. You know, you just can't tell sometimes how close it is.
That's one thing I don't like, and I don't care if it's not all equal across the board on this one. Okay, so you don't have a major television crew at Western Kentucky and Louisiana Lafayette, but a lot of these games have major television crews. I want the official on the field, like the NFL, to be able to go over and look at the play himself. The guy upstairs, he wasn't on the field in the heat of the moment. I want the guy on the field, the head ref, to go under the hood in college football and look at those plays and then let him make the determination. I watched it last night. I watched it live last night. I got a chance to do that after my volleyball match. I saw the play, and it's just like everybody else. I heard the whistle blow, and then he's headed the other way. Nobody knew he had the ball. The thing that's going to stick in the craw of a lot of people is had the roles been reversed, everybody believes that Texas would have got the call. They got the call here. If it would have been Iowa State trying to punch it in, I know everybody thinks that Texas would have got that call. Everybody thinks Texas gets every single call, and as Nebraska people, you kind of think that. And across the nation, you kind of think people don't like Texas. I don't. That was a tough one. I don't think it was as obvious as some people think. What I don't understand is the very next play, Jimmy, and I don't know if you saw it or not, but the very next play, the same kid fumbles. That ball is on the ground forward. He puts his hand on it. It's on the goal line. Please tell me why that wasn't a touchdown.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that a touchdown? I don't care that his knee was down, because he was down on the ground, reached out, covered the football in a stationary position, and the ball's on the goal line. How was that not a touchdown?
Yeah, I don't, if you want me to answer it, the only reason I could think would be that when he was trying to recover the football, and he really didn't recover it until he brought it into his body. And by the time he brought it into his body, the ball was no longer in the end zone. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you.
But that's not the way I saw it.
That's right. I will tell you this, though. That whistle doesn't really mean that much on a football. I've reffed some college football, not a tremendous amount. I did it for about 10 years. And did a lot of high school football. But in football, it's unlike almost any other sport. In volleyball, as soon as that whistle blows, it's dead. But the ball does hit the floor in a volleyball. And then the whistle reacts right afterwards. Yeah. And the same thing in basketball. You'll have something. You'll blow your whistle. But the traveling has occurred a little bit before that whistle's blown. Well, in football, you're even more delayed. In football, you don't want to have that inadvertent whistle. So if that Texas runner, his forward progress was stopped at the 1 or 1.5 yard line, then they did the correct thing, blew the whistle late, and said, no, he was down. But that's the only way. To me, I think the call was wrong. I think they missed the call. I think the replay official upstairs missed the call. But the whistle didn't have anything to do with it. The whistle was about right. The whistle was about, you know, a half a second after the play was over. And that's why some coaches are told, hey, you go till the whistle blows. Well, you've got to be smart enough to know that sometimes, hey, if that guy's already down, that doesn't give you free will to stick him. Yeah.
And but Iowa State still almost won the football game. Unfortunately, on the batted ball, they said on TV that had it not got tipped, the guy was wide open.
Tell me about what did the Iowa State coach say after the game? Did you see anything? Did he say anything after the game?
He didn't do anything, in my estimation, that's going to get him in total trouble. But he basically said, and if you've seen any of Paul Rhodes' videos, you know, I'm so proud of this, you know, when they beat Nebraska last year, whatever their big win was. I'm so proud in the locker room. And he said that a couple of times at his press conference. I'm so proud. But he says, it's hard to look. He goes, I'm the football coach of this team, and I could play it.
Right.
But I am. It's where I got to look him in the eye, win or lose. And we made a play on the 1 yard line, and it's hard to just put your arm around a kid now and say, that's okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because they earned it. He didn't say we should have won the football game. But he said he intimated, obviously, that. And then later, In a follow, and then that was his, in his statement. Then a follow-up question. He said, from the big video replay board there at Tri-Stadium, he thought that it should have been their football. And the bottom line is, everybody wanted to see Iowa State beat Texas. That's the bottom line of that football game. But just, and before we go to break here, if you watch it again, and Jimmy, I'd like to have been sitting there with you. I'd like to have been sitting there with you. Even if that call was wrong, what happened on that call, what happened on the next play, and then to review the actual touchdown, good Lord, where he's 5 yards in the end zone. But that side judge, he blew it every time. That second play where he fumbled it, and the one we were just talking about, I don't know what that guy's looking at. He comes in and marks it at the 1 or 1.5 yard line. He had to have seen the fumble. He couldn't. There's no way in hell that he could have seen that running back, because he didn't see the fumble and he didn't see where the ball was, because his knee was, he's already coming in and his knee ain't even close to down. And so I just wonder when the director of officials, who was Walt Anderson for all those years down there, what he tells these guys. I mean, it's just like, you know, I can live with a mistake, but you made two in a row with the game on the line. Have fun in the Sun Belt Conference next week.
Mm-hmm. You know, what, yeah, and you're right, because in the goal line, what does happen? You get down to the 1 yard line, and they got it first down and goal at the 1 yard line or the 2 yard line, and the running back goes flying in there to get in the end zone. The defense is not taught to tackle perfectly. Right now, we're going for the football. Yeah. So everybody needs to be aware, hey, this is what the defense is going to do. But once that guy stood up and his forward progress is stopped, you got to get in there and sell it. Or you let the play go on and go, boom, no, that's a fumble. It's got to be one or the other, and you got to be decisive.
And UCLA squeaked by Utah last night. Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Robin Walsh of Husker Online will join us momentarily. And we've got Pigskin Pick'em, your chance to win some Cunningham's Cash, Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. Get in for the Iowa-Nebraska tickets. We'll be right back.
Complete Nutrition, the number one destination for everyone wanting to look, feel, and perform their best, is back with the first and only weight loss product on the market that is proven to shrink fat cells. Try Refirm today. Refirm is so powerful that you could actually be down 30 pounds in just 3 weeks.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells. And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm is so powerful that you could actually be down 30 pounds in just 3 weeks. It's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition and try Refirm.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's The Herd. Meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas, problem solve. How about develop creative solutions? But if your team's spread out in different locations, coming together is often almost impossible. Unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's the powerfully simple way to not only meet, but collaborate online. Doesn't matter where you're at. You can be in San Diego, she's in New York. GoToMeeting allows you to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. Okay, turn on your webcam to see each other's face face-to-face in HD video. Easy to launch, easy to join a meeting I have from anywhere. All you do, use your computer, use your phone, your tablet. You can even present it, by the way, from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
All through the Big Ten Conference season, when Nebraska wins big, you save bigger at ShopWheelerDealer.com. Every Monday after a conference game, if the Huskers win, you save a percentage off the already discounted prices equal to the margin of victory, but never less than a big 10%. ShopWheelerDealer.com. Use the promo code Big Ten.
have a wind advisory in effect until this evening. Otherwise, for today, we'll have showers and thunderstorms likely. Windy at a high near 66. Tonight, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 37. And tomorrow, we'll have a chance of storms. Currently, it's 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Huskers are home. Lopers are home. Broncos are home. Football, 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 and football means tailgating. If you're going to tailgate tomorrow morning for the Huskers, Lopers, or Broncos, be sure to stop by Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, before you do so. They've got you covered. Whether you're going to do brunch or lunch, you can get sausage, snack sticks, and summer sausage, beers and wines, the condiments. They've got it all to go for you. You can fix a little breakfast, throw a little bacon on there to go with everything, or you can have a big old bratfest, fresh sausage always coming out of the smokehouse at Troutman's Quality Meats. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, and their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. It's fresh. It's always right there for you, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Do it right. Don't mess up the tailgate, especially if you're going to get up that early in the morning to do it. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. Scott in Kearney says, I had no interest in the game, but the official should have said forward progress was stopped instead of down by contact, because he was stopped and held up for 3 seconds and pushed back 3 yards and stripped of the ball.
That's very possible. That is very possible. When I watched the replay, that was definitely one of the choices that could have been. And if it was done, if that's what happened, you have to live with it. Because when you're refereeing that game, you have to make a decision at full speed, live, and here it is. And if that's your call, then you can live with it. And I also think that the assigner could live with that. But I also didn't see anybody going in there and selling it that good. That's the key thing, is to go in there and to sell that call. Because there's sometimes you got to sell that. So I agree with what Scott said, but let's get in there and sell it, and maybe get two or three of my buddies to come in there with me and sell it, all of us at the same time. Looks kind of good.
No doubt. And don't let Rhodes come out to the middle of the field and talk to you either. Husker Football Talk brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Doug Duda and Jim Langan joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio by Robin Washit from Husker Online. Robin, did Iowa State get hosed last night, or does just everybody hate Texas?
Well, I think the Texas reputation in situations like that definitely fuels the fire a little bit. But, I think you can definitely make an argument that Iowa State definitely got the wrong end of the deal there. It was kind of borderline with you guys talking about the forward motion was stopped. But, I think that that looking back on it, it was clearly a fumble. And, Iowa State gets hosed by Big 12 officiating. You go back to that, and then some of the basketball blows that have been dealt by the refs over the years. Just another notch on the belt for the old Cyclones.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just thought about Iowa State's had a couple really tough calls go against them right at the buzzer. What we said, I guess what I said was that I had no problem with them going in there and go ahead and saying that forward progress was stopped. But I just wish two or three guys would have gone in there and really sold that. That was my dilemma. And since it wasn't sold, it means the play goes on, I guess.
It's like I said, it's a tough call just watching it live, but I think, watching it on the replay, it was clearly a fumble, but, obviously their excuse was the whistle had been blown, and that cancels everything. So just a tough all-around deal for Paul Rhodes' crew.
Robin Washit, Husker Online, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get into a bunch of Husker football, but before we get deep into that one, your impressions, basketball practice has started. Tim Miles speaking to the media yesterday. They've showed the scrimmage, had the good amount of fans in there last week. What do you think of all this now that it's open and ready to go?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was what I think most people expected. I think the athleticism is clearly significantly better than what it was a year ago, just in terms of guys that can get up above the rim and be able to run up and down the court and kind of play that fast-paced style of basketball. But at the same time, it's a young group. And I think you're going to have to deal with a lot of growing pains early on as they kind of gel together and learn how to play and get that rhythm going. This is a group that has never played a live game together. They have one senior scholarship player on the roster and one junior that's actually going to contribute. So it's it's an interesting dynamic just in terms of they have a lot more to work with, but at the same time, it's going to take some time for them to kind of develop into a team and kind of learn everybody's roles and get everything going on the same page. But I think if nothing else, it should be entertaining. I think this is going to be a fun group to watch. You know, in that scrimmage, we saw guys like Walter Pitchford, you know, get up above the rim, throw down some pretty nasty dunks. We saw Devrell Biggs look very good. Ty Webster hit the game-winning shot in the scrimmage. And so there's a lot of reason for excitement. But, you know, like I said, you know, and what Tim Miles said during his little press conference on Thursday, that it's probably going to be a roller coaster. You know, you're going to see some high highs, but you're also going to see some low lows as they kind of work to get this thing figured out.
Rob and I know that we sat on here last year and talking to, and there's not as many football or basketball analysts in the state as there are football analysts, but of course Robin covers them for Husker Online. But we pretty much all agreed that it could have been the worst Nebraska men's basketball team in history. Whether it was or not talent-wise, it didn't show up that way, even though the wins and losses, but the wins was definitely over what anybody thought. Are we looking at a win total that's close to that, except it's a better team, or will they do better than that?
Well, you know, I think that they're better, I mean, obviously talent-wise than they were last year, but, you know, at the same time, their schedule is a lot more difficult, too. You know, I mean, you're looking at, you know, teams like Miami, Florida Gulf Coast, Cincinnati, just in non-conference alone, and then we know how good the Big Ten is every year. So while they might be improved, it might not reflect as much as people might hope in wins and loss columns, just, you know, just because the competition is going to be so much better than it has been over the past 3 years. But that's a good thing. You know, I think playing against that type of competition will only improve your team, especially with such a young roster that they have. You know, going against, you know, the likes of, you know, those big-name schools as opposed to Arkansas, Pine Bluff Tech, like they had been scheduling over the past 5 years, I think will do wonders just in terms of getting them prepared for conference play. You know, getting ready and not be so overwhelmed when, you know, number one, you know, Ohio State or Indiana comes into town. So I think that you know, they're going to be an improved team. But like I said, with the schedule that they have, you know, it might be a difference of a few wins. You know, maybe 2-3 more wins. But you know, like I said, it depends on how they handle the schedule and how quickly they gel as a team and kind of get that rhythm going. So there's a lot of unknowns still left about this team. But the good news is, you know, they have 30 practices over a span of 42 days, which is about 7 more practices than they've had in the past 3 years leading up to their season opener. So they'll have plenty of time to be able to try and work this out as much as possible and hopefully hit the ground running as much as possible.
Yeah, I agree with what you said about Nebraska. One thing I kind of noticed about them, and you reflect on this too if you would, it seemed to me when we played at home and we did not have to play a top 10 team, if we got to play somebody that was ranked about 11th through 30th in the nation, we could compete and beat those teams. We had a little trouble, you know, finishing against those top 10 teams and played really well against some top 10 teams on the road for a half, but really couldn't finish that second half out. Is that kind of how you feel?
Yeah, and I think a lot of, you know, just the fact that not being able to stay with those types of teams, just that, I mean, they were running with a bench about, you know, 6, maybe 7 guys deep, you know, and sometimes they played 5 guys for an entire half. And so, I mean, they were just worn down. They just did not have the luxury of, you know, being able to rotate guys in and have fresh legs in there. And you could, it was obvious that that team was just beaten down by the end of the year, which makes that win in the Big Ten conference tournament that much more impressive. I think that they showed that, you know, when, you know, the guys are, you know, focused and executing the game plan, yeah, you know, they could compete, especially at home with that home court advantage. And, you know, I think that's going to be one of the big keys for them this year is just, you know, the excitement, you know, around the new arena, having 15,000, you know, sold out season ticket holders in attendance. That's going to be a huge advantage, especially early on, you know, with that opener against, you know, teams like Florida Gulf Coast and then down the road against Miami. You know, I think that's going to give them a huge edge just because there's going to be some serious buzz in that arena, and they're definitely going to feed off that, and hopefully, you know, for their sake, they can, you know, translate that energy into some success on the court. And so, you know, like I said, I think that having a deeper bench and, you know, having, you know, all the the energy and the excitement around the arena to work with as, in terms of the home court advantage. It will definitely work in their favor, you know, as they go up against these ranked teams again.
Talking with Robin Walshett of Husker Online here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Football Friday. So let's talk a little football here. Ross Ells was the speaker at the Big Red Breakfast in Omaha this morning, obviously recruiting coordinator, so there was a lot of recruiting talk. But a couple of things that I found interesting, and you can follow the thread and find out more on Husker Online, is that Ells thought that Nebraska wasn't doing a good job of fielding punts. And he expects that Illinois might run a fake against him and that they're a pretty good screen team. What were some of the things that you took out of the breakfast this morning?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of what he said is kind of what the team has been, you know, talking about all week in practice. You know, when you talk about Illinois, I think one thing that stands out more than anything is just their diversity of the looks that they show you. I mean, they have as wide of an amount of formations and plays, trick plays, and motions before the snap that Nebraska might see all season. And so, you know, obviously, you know, when you talk about the struggles they've had defensively, just being able to communicate before the snap and get adjusted and lined upright has been one of their biggest issues. And now you have a team that's going to test them more than they've been tested all season in terms of being able to get lined upright and make adjustments on the fly. That's a major concern. You got to think that, you know, that's something they've been harping on all week, be that communication. And, you know, if you listen to what Bo Pelini said yesterday after their final full practice on Thursday, was that that practice was the best defensive communication that they've had maybe since the start of fall camp, just in terms of a full day of practice. So that's encouraging. But, you know, like we said, we got to wait and see how that translates on Saturday, you know, when the lights are on and, you know, Illinois is kind of throwing the kitchen sink at them. So I think that definitely is going to be probably one of the biggest keys in that game, especially with the firepower that Illinois has on offense.
Is Illinois going to have to sell out in this football game? And I mean from a standpoint of seeing, and we had Coach Beckman on yesterday, the way that their Big Ten schedule starts, they're 3-1. They probably got to find a way to scratch one out here if they want to get to a bowl game. This might be their best chance, even though it's on the road.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge game for Illinois, no doubt about it. I think they've surprised a lot of people with the start they've had, you know, not only with their record, but the way they've been playing. I mean, their one loss is against a Washington team that, you know, could be in the top 10 by the end of the weekend, depending what they do against Stanford here on Saturday. But, you know, I think that now the Big Ten play is kind of getting along, you know, we'll really start to see what this Illinois team's really made of. But, you know, if they can come into Lincoln, you know, not only win, but, you know, put up some points and, you know, keep things rolling like they have been, I think that would be huge just in terms of their confidence and momentum as they continue into the conference slate. So I think this is definitely a huge, I mean, you can put this almost as a must-win situation for them, you know, like I said, just in terms of keeping the success they've had going.
Robin Walshett with us here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Online. Give me your feeling, and then I'll probably have a couple questions after that, but how do you think this plays out tomorrow?
Well, I got Nebraska winning. I think that Illinois' defensive line is going to be the weak point for them, and I think that if Nebraska is able to establish a solid running game, I think that they'll be able to not only you know, put some points up on the board, but keep Illinois' offense off the field. And I think that's going to be the game plan, especially with you know, two backup quarterbacks rotating in. You know, I think John Garrison the other day on his radio show said that they ended up cutting down the playbook by about 50% for that South Dakota State game just to make things easier on those other two quarterbacks. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if they do the same thing on Saturday. You know, obviously, I think that the staff has known Taylor might not be able to go, you know, since, you know, even before that South Dakota State game. And so I think they've been preparing those two guys as if they were going to start, you know, throughout the bye week and this past week of practice. So I think that, you know, they'll be a little bit more prepared than they were, say, for that South Dakota State game. But I think that they're going to try and keep things as simple as possible. And I think they know that they have the ability to wear down this Illinois front, defensive front, and establish that run game and grind things out a little bit. And I think that's going to be what they try and hang their hat on offensively. And so I got them winning 41-31, and it's a 10-point spread, so I got to push. So
they love you with the juice there, Jimmy.
Hey, the question I have for you is going to be about the defense here, because I know we've got a new quarterback coming in, and we've got to score points. How bad is the Nebraska defense now that you see North Dakota State with the shutout of South Dakota State? You saw Utah last night cause all kinds of fits. Got a lot of sacks against the UCLA quarterback. I mean, Utah almost won the game and had threw five interceptions. How bad is that defense? I mean, how is it in the top 50 in the nation, or is it in the bottom 50?
Well, right now you got to go bottom 50, no doubt.
Okay.
And I think, you know, like I said a bit earlier, it was just that the number one issue with them right now is just the communication and being in the right places. I mean, you look at that South Dakota State game. I mean, that Zach Zenner had no one in the hole. They had guys, taking completely different angles and not even being close to even having a chance to tackle him on some runs. And that led to what should have been, 1 and 2 yard gains breakout for, 9, 10, 15 yard runs. So that in itself is putting them in a position where they are having having any success, just in terms of being able to be in positions to make stops. So until they get that communication figured out, they're going to continue to have those struggles, because in order to make plays, you have to be in the right spot. So that's the problem you have with such a young defense that they have, and you would hope that, as the season continues to go along, that would improve. But, we really haven't seen any reason to believe that they're close to doing that outside of, what we've heard in practice. But, like I said, Bo said that this was the best communication they've had since the start of fall camp. And so, I still take the approach of, well, we'll wait and see how it plays out on Saturday. But right now, it's definitely not good. And I think bottom 50 is definitely where this defense lies right now.
And the other question is, too, are we in a false sense here because our quarterback played one game, they looked really good against the South Dakota State, and that people are kind of in that impression that, hey, this guy's going to be fine. This guy's, he's going to be great. I mean, we've had a whole quarterback that played 40 straight games for us, but hey, we're okay now. We've got a quarterback, and this is, he's fine. He's good. We're better off without him. Or is that a false sense of security, or is it really, do you think it's legitimate?
Well, I think, Armstrong obviously showed that he has talent, but at the same time, people got to remember this is a redshirt freshman. He's played one game against an FCS-level school, and in those even had only had 10 drives, or 5 drives, sorry. He looked good against, an inferior opponent, and obviously things are going to kick up in a big way here with Illinois, who, while they struggle on defense, are significantly better talent-wise than what he saw 2 weeks ago. So I think people definitely do need to temper expectations. And, like I said, if they were running with a game plan that was, half of what they normally run, are they going to be able to do that and have that type of success against a more talented, defensive unit like Illinois and, further on into the Big Ten schedule? So, I think them being able to run the football will be huge, just to take that pressure off, Armstrong and even Kellogg. The last thing they want is for, those guys to have to drop back and pass every down and try and come from behind, because that's just a lot of pressure for young and inexperienced quarterbacks to handle. And, while Taylor definitely had his struggles, just the experience factor in those types of situations is something that those guys just can't replace right now. So, while Armstrong looks to be the real deal, we'll see, how he responds, as the competition continues to increase and then the pressure continues to build.
Well, I know you've got to hurry up and get down to the homecoming parade, Robin, so we'll let you get out of here, and we'll see you for breakfast at Memorial Stadium tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Robin. Robin Washer from Husker Online joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Ross Ells talking a lot about recruiting this morning at the Husker breakfast. Some of the questions about who's coming in, who's not. Some big thoughts there. There's no official visitors this week, but there's a lot of reasons for that. The 11 a.m. games, especially at this time of the season, are pretty tough to get guys in. They got their choice of 8 games. I'm not too worried. Should we be worried?
No.
L said he was asked about some, I think he's getting some questions from the Mike Schaaf, Drew Ott corner here. He says, we're not going to turn down great players. If they are full at a certain position, though, they would always make room for that great player, which you don't know I think that's kind of in between. Some people think that's the case, and some people don't. They say that they've been out from the West Coast to the East Coast. El said they worked more west in this bye week. The next bye week, a couple of weeks away, they'll go east in Florida and hit that area as well. So that's our TNL Husker Recruiting Update and Husker Talk brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. To assure many more years of reliable irrigation, take care of your program today with TNL. It's time to schedule your annual preventative maintenance program. As you get ready to finish that harvest, call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. When we come back, we've got a little bit more talk. We've got Pigskin Pick'em around the corner. Jimmy's got his hot picks as well. Stay with us.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Shop dollar-stretching deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of Havoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $15.99. Protect your engine with the Havoline oil and filter special during the dollar-stretching deals sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paying too much for your office? A Regis office can save you up to 60% with no long-term leases. And if you act now, you'll get 2 months free. You'll get a beautifully furnished office at an impressive location, a receptionist to answer calls and greet clients, plus access to meeting rooms when you need them. See how Regis can save you up to 60% and get 2 months free. Visit regus.com/sports or call 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We have a wind advisory in effect until this evening. Otherwise, for today, we'll have showers and thunderstorms likely. Windy at a high near 66. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 37. And tomorrow, we'll have a chance of storms. Currently, it's 72.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Of course, the Eagles tonight at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. A lot of people doing the Eagles tonight, the Huskers tomorrow. Not you. You're going to football.
Yeah, get to watch high school football.
There you go.
And you talked me into bringing like 2 or 3 sets of clothes.
Yeah, you know, just in case. Time for our Midtown Bar Cooler question. Midtown Bar of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. How will the Huskers fare tomorrow? 54% said win and cover. 46% said win but not cover. Nobody said lose straight out. 54% say win and cover the 10. Our weekend question, which team will win the American League pennant? Red Sox, A's, Tigers, Rays. Obviously, I'm taking the Tigers. Took them at the beginning of the year. What about you, Jimmy? Anything different?
I'm just hoping the Tigers do, too.
All right. All you have to do to vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up in moments, we will have our pigskin pick'em. Do you want to do your picks now?
Whenever you want me to do them.
I want to do your picks now. Jimmy is red hot. Well, we might do your picks now. Dusty Baker fired. Alex Rodriguez suing Major League Baseball. He's going to lose enough money the way it is. What the hell is he thinking? He thinks he can win this?
Well, I don't know what the intention is at all. I mean, if he's going to lose $220 million, you know what I mean? You can get an attorney for less than that and see how much money you can get back. I mean, he's got a little leverage here to play with.
UNK playing at home tomorrow. They have a 2:30 kickoff. Look for Jimmy Langan on the sidelines for television coverage tomorrow. You've got special duties tomorrow.
I'm not reffing the game, but I am going to be in charge of some TV timeout. Yes.
They can't play unless you tell them to.
Oh, good point.
You have a huge, huge influence tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe I'll go out there.
You want that television? You want that television commercial break to last 5 minutes? You can do it. You want them to miss a play? You can do it.
Yeah, maybe we'll speed up the game a little bit. I never thought of it that way.
Close enough, guys? Yeah. Close enough? All right, close enough. Hastings College, 1 o'clock against Briarcliff. Volleyball, a lot of fans will be down there tonight doing the same thing for the Huskers. 7 o'clock tonight against 8th-ranked Minnesota. 7 o'clock tomorrow against 23rd-ranked Wisconsin. UNK is at Emporia State tonight and 15th-ranked Washburn tomorrow. Hastings College will see at least 2 rated teams in Oklahoma Baptist and Grandview this weekend in Bellevue at the Bruin Classic. And the Tri-City Storm will be home tonight to take on Sioux City and at Des Moines tomorrow. To take on Des Moines. Face-off tonight is at 7:30, and you can hear all the action for Storm Hockey on The Breeze, 94.5 FM for Tri-City Storm Hockey. Maybe they get off to a 2-3-0 start. That would be something different.
Boy, that'd be nice.
That'd be awesome for Coach Haji and this group of gentlemen. So there you go. Folks, we are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. If that snow is going to fall, get yourself a new Ram or Silverado and save money to do it. Bust through those snow drifts. Make sure you're safe all winter long and make sure that you can get around. Ram's up to $9,100 off. And, of course, the Silverados are up to 88. I don't know where the hell that came from either. That's three hells by the show on the show today, too, by if you're, way you're counting. Silverados up to 8,600 and new Rams up to $9,100 off from your Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealers. Midway, it's a better way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. If you would like to go pigskin pick 'em with us today, you have to answer our trivia question. If you've went up against us already this year, you're ineligible. But if you haven't, here's your chance. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That is the phone number for you to give us a call to be on Pigskin Pick'em today. If you are the correct answer to our trivia question and first in, you'll receive a large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli, 2 locations in Hastings, top of the hill in Kearney. And if you beat us, you get the Cunningham's Cash, which is up to $20 this week. We've only been tiebreakered, although it's always Jimmy. I have been stinking it up so far this year.
Yeah,
so Jimmy's been dominant.
Last year you carried us quite a bit.
Yeah, well, that was last year. Last year Dusty Baker got fired. You got to step up, man. Last year was last year. Plus, you're in for Nebraska-Iowa tickets.
You know, I don't even know what the question is on this, but I'm just going to throw out 2 answers. Red Grange and Dick Butkus, and see if either one of those happens to be the correct answer.
Oh, that is awesome. Has something to do with
Red Grange hasn't played for a while, has he?
There you go. How many consecutive conference games has Illinois lost? How many consecutive conference games has Illinois lost? First correct caller takes us on in Pigskin Pick'em. Call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hey, Golic, we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was enjoying one of these new Marie Callender's sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches.
Where'd you get that?
And this cheddar biscuit.
So there was just one?
So warm and flaky.
You ate mine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, Marie is giving away 1 million sandwiches for free. Just look for a coupon and select Marie Callender's dinners.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends January 7th, 2014. See official rules to win at MarieCallendersMeals.com/1 million. Sponsored by Conagra Foods. Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.
Go! Lace him up.
Wait, wait, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
The Breeze dips into a storm this weekend. Jerry Schaffrin has the call.
The Storm got a hot start to their season when they defeated Lincoln 2-1 in a shootout last week. This week, the Storm will see the return of Austin Pogansky and Nolan Glukowski, a couple big players missing from last week's win, and they'll try to use those guys to their advantage as they take on Sioux City on Friday night at the Viero Event Center and the Des Moines Buccaneers on Saturday in Des Moines.
On The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in just a moment, Brett from Loop City. We've got another Loop Cityan that is with us on the Doug and Danny Show Pigskin Pick'em. But the answer to the trivia question, how many consecutive Big Ten Conference losses does Illinois have? And the answer is 14. And when we went to break, you looked at me and said, who was it, Indiana or Iowa? Wasn't that what you said?
Yeah.
Was that the last team they beat? And sure enough, it was Indiana was the last team that they had beat. They beat Northwestern the week before, but then in 2011 lost their last six and then lost all eight of them last year in 2012 for a 14-game losing streak. Yikes.
I don't want them to break it this week. Can you imagine that? Oh. Only being a 10-point dog? What would that spread been in Las Vegas in June?
Brutal. Yeah. Brutal, brutal. Well, let's get after it. Brett knew the answer, and he is with us. Are you ready to pick some football?
You bet. How's it going?
Well, I can't pick a game. I just flip coins, and I'd probably do better. But Jimmy's dominating, so you better have your A game on. Let's get after it. We always start with one of the biggest games out there on the sheet, and I better get mine so that I can let Brett know what the point spreads are, just in case he wants to know. Rice taking on the Fighting Cody Greens at Tulsa. And the spread in that one is Tulsa by 3. Who you got?
I'll take Tulsa.
I'm taking the Fighting Cody Greens. Jimmy?
I'll take Rice.
Let's go Mississippi at Auburn. Jimmy, who you like in this one? Now, that is almost a pick'em game, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Miss is favored by 3 in that football game. Who you like, Brett?
Ole Miss.
Both take Ole Miss. Okay. SEC at home. I'm taking Auburn. Georgia Tech at Miami of Florida. This game opened in Vegas as a pick'em, and right now Miami is favored by 4.5. And you usually know what that means. Jimmy, who you got? This scares me to the bejesus. Why would Miami only be favored by this much? And I know the answer, because Vegas knows something.
Yeah, I'm taking Georgia Tech here.
I'm taking Miami of Florida out of stupidity. Brett, what do you think?
My gut says go with Jim, but I'm going to take Miami.
All right, let's get into Washington State at Cal. This is a one-point game. Who you got in this one, Brett?
Washington.
Washington State now. It's Washington State at
Cal.
Just want to make sure that you know that.
I'm going to take Cal then.
Okay, well, I am taking Washington State. When you got Mike Leach, he can do anything. What do you got, Jimmy?
I'm going to take California. You know, what's kind of interesting about this game, Doug, is California has lost to Northwestern, Ohio State, and Oregon. Nice schedule.
Yeah, fire the AD. Now we'll bring you Washington, one of the biggest games of the weekend. Washington at Stanford. You know, I think Stanford's really, 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 really good, and everybody has told me Stanford's really, 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 really good. I'm going to take Stanford. Jimmy, who you got?
I got Stanford.
A touchdown favorite is Stanford. What do you think, Brett?
Stanford.
Missouri at Vanderbilt. Just because the point spread is close. Vanderbilt and Missouri, basically a pick'em. Jimmy, what do you like?
I took Vanderbilt.
Brett, who do you like?
Missouri.
And Doug has no idea. This is the one that I don't have circled here. Jimmy, why? Why would you take Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt is 3-2, and they lost on a last-second play to Mississippi. They lost to South Carolina by 10, and Missouri has played nobody. They're undefeated. 4-0 Missouri. Struggled with Arkansas State last week. You better get on Vanderbilt, Doug.
Okay, I'm taking Vanderbilt. Arizona State at Notre Dame. Brett, who you got?
Arizona State.
Jimmy, who you got?
I'm taking Arizona State.
Ah, I'm taking the Golden Domers. I'm taking the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. They're going to show Arizona State that they're not that great. Penn State at Indiana. If it's Penn State on the schedule, when we pick them, you know who I take. I'm taking Penn State. What do you got, Jimmy?
I'm taking Penn State also.
And the spread's what, 3? Penn State by 3 on the road. Brett, who you got?
Penn State.
Michigan State at Iowa. Two teams that shouldn't be able to score a lot. Wouldn't be surprised if this is 10-7, especially if the weather would happen to get there tomorrow and make it ugly. Jimmy, who you got?
I'm going to take Michigan State, but this is a really tough game.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan State as well. Brett, what do you think? The spread in this one is basically pick 'em, Michigan State at Iowa.
I'm going to take Iowa.
And the big game. Again, Michigan State, Iowa tomorrow at 11 here on ESPN. Tomorrow night at 7, Ohio State at Northwestern. This is a 7-point Ohio State favorite. Who do you like, Brett?
Ohio State.
Jimmy, who you like?
I'm taking Ohio State.
I have said all year that Ohio State will lose in the Big Ten Conference. And they probably, I'm not going to say they should have, but they definitely could have lost at home to Wisconsin last week. This game reminds me way too much of a lot of Saturday night ABC games that we've seen or ESPN games over the years. This is Texas Tech, Texas, when Texas Tech elevated to number one in the country. Northwestern won't elevate to number one in the country. But there, just this morning, it occurred to me there is way too much going on. Northwestern wants this way more than Ohio State. Ohio State will come in with Urban Meyer business, and Northwestern may not win it. I think they at least stay within that touchdown. But why not? I will take Northwestern to pull the upset. And that is our 10 picks for today. And just in case we need the tiebreaker, which we have over half the time this year, the total points in the Illinois-Nebraska game, Jimmy and I have ours marked down. It opened at 72 points, but then when Taylor Martinez was out, it fell to 61 for the over-under. Brett, what's the over-under? What do you got total points in this game?
I think it's going to be windy. I'm going to say 42.
He's definitely lowballing us big time there, Jimmy. I say Nebraska 38, Illinois 21. That's a total of 59 points.
I've got 42-24, but I love your thinking about this win. And I'll tell you another thing. If you're trying to win the contest, you did an excellent job by taking Iowa. That was a great move on your part. You know what you're doing, bud.
All right, Brett, congratulations. You've got the large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. You're in for the football tickets. Let's see if we can get you some Cunningham's cash. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, thank you.
You bet, Brett from Loop City. Ready to roll us. Now, the highlight. The Jimmy Langan, 106-2 in his past 108 picks, although it is 11-1, 3-0 last week. He's been red hot in his selections. What do you got for us this week?
Well, you know, I have 5 games I wrote down here, and I got to get down to 3.
Whatever you want. I just don't want you to get crazy. You want to give all, you want to release all 5, and if you would go 5-0, then I just the problem is. Then as soon as I get on your bandwagon, it's over. So I've stayed away.
Stayed away. Somebody might want to just go the other way on all 5 of these selections. You might be better off.
You go 5-0, and I'm afraid you're going to be working with Perennial out at the Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm like Doug here. Doug likes Georgia Tech, and you get 6 points if you go to the right spot. And Georgia Tech is Miami's undefeated. And this is the time of year where there's some teams that are 4-0, and they probably shouldn't be, and Miami might be one of those teams. Georgia Tech got beat by Virginia Tech last week, and I think they're going to play with a lot of high emotion. The thing of it is the game is in Miami, so you don't get that crowd, and that's tough at times. My second game is Kansas. Kansas is one of the worst teams in the nation, and everybody feels that way. The spread comes out at 17. They're playing Texas Tech in Kansas. They've got a program they'd like to turn around. And Texas Tech has really played well. For some reason, this thing only opened up at 17, so I'm taking Kansas in the points. And this is one of those games where I'm going to be one of the few people on that side. The Las Vegas is going to – everybody that's coming in has got, hey, yeah, give me Texas Tech, give me Texas Tech. Give me. There's nobody taking Kansas. They're just out there. You're going to be way in the minority if you take Kansas. The other one's Vanderbilt. They're playing an undefeated team also, and that's Missouri. And they are undefeated. So is Texas Tech. Missouri's undefeated. Vanderbilt's at home. It's a pick 'em game. I think they will beat Missouri at Vanderbilt. I've got TCU playing at Oklahoma. Oklahoma plays at Notre Dame. And then Oklahoma gets to play Texas. And the game in between that is TCU. And TCU's getting 12 points. That coach is pretty good. TCU's not the same TCU they've been, but I think they can stay within 12 of Oklahoma, and they will really battle and make it tough. And then the last one is California. They're at home against Washington State. I do like California just because we don't know. Yeah. But they had three turnovers the first three times they touched the ball against Oregon. Probably didn't matter. The score was going to be the same. But California maybe has a chance to be better. They played Northwestern pretty tough the first game of the year. And ended up getting beat by Northwestern. But I did like the way they competed that game. And then they had to play Ohio State. And then they had to play Oregon. Well, that's a tough schedule. Washington State, I don't know. They could win easily. This thing could be a trap. Like I said, I could go 0-5, and I know it.
It's a trap! Could Jimmy knock it out of the park and go 5-0 this week, giving you five selections, even if it's 4-1? That's as good as 3-0.
I don't know about that. 3-0 is pretty good if you're taking on parlays.
Pretty darn good. He took Georgia Tech, Kansas, Vanderbilt, TCU, and Cal. And again, he always takes on our show underdogs, and those are all underdogs in college football. I can't wait for Monday to see how this pans out. It's going to be fun. Bo Pelini's weekly press conference will recap the Nebraska-Illinois game, have some special guests for you early on in the show, and recap what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoffs, NFL, Broncos, Lopers, and a whole lot more. We want to thank Robin Walsh of Husker Online for joining us on the show today. Jimmy, we'll see you Monday, and if you're 5-0, I expect you'll have a whole lot of bling.
If I'm 3-2, I'll be tickled to death.
We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the concert. Enjoy the volleyball and football, whatever you're doing. Get out and support the athletes as well. See you Monday.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.